BBS Radio.
Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on frequencies. And our intention is that we may have, dare I say, a new medical system with frequencies at the forefront. But let me say it this way, a new system where we're using frequencies and there's no side effects at all as medical devices, right? So we're going to be talking about frequencies and their potential, and also listening to a bunch of healing frequencies. It should be really interesting. But that's our intention, is to really bring this into the mainstream. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the school. Let's see. We've got on March 24th, we have another sound bath coming up, which is with Nicola Buffa, who is one of our graduates. She's doing some amazing things with all different instruments, and that's at 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 24th. We also have our next open house on April 7th from 1 to 6 p.m., and it's really a fun time. We always get a lot of people, and we go over all the different ways sound can transform your life physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And also, we do a lot of heart-opening meditations, and we put everybody on the sound tables and sound loungers, and you can play with the bass pods and bass belts and such. It's really, really fun. Even if you don't want to do classes, come for the experience, and that's April 7th. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat happening on July, I think it's July 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it's only $188 now if you sign up. That doesn't include lodging, though. But lodging's not very expensive. You could stay for $20 a night on the floor, or rooms are only $40 if you share, right? So, and it's amazing time at Stewart Mineral Springs. They've got some really nice tubs. And also, we go up on the mountain on the third day and hang out with the Lemurians and bliss out. It's very cool. It sells out every year, so you might want to sign up early. That's, again, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. We also have our summer intensive happening, which is actually the whole certificate program if you want to do both June and August. In June, it's June 4th to the 15th, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. And so it's really good if you're out of town to fly in. You can even stay at the school as well. And that's half of the certificate. You don't have to come back for the rest. But the second half is August 3rd to the 13th. You could do the second half online. We've actually set it up so the first half in June is actually the classes that are best done here. So you could actually do the rest online, although I have to tell you, everybody that comes in June just about comes back in August also, because it's so much fun around here. Right. So that's the summer intensive. If you do the full thing, you get the whole certificate as well. We are a state-approved college, so it's an official certificate. And then you can continue into the degree, which will continue in September, into the second, third, and fourth semesters, and it takes about a year and a half. If you do it online, it takes about 2 years. And we do have all of these classes online. You can actually do it with live instructors on Tuesday and Thursday nights, or Saturday mornings as well. Or you can watch videos if you can't make it to the live classes. It works really well if you can't make it out here. You could also start online and then come for the summer intensive, and it's only an extra couple hundred bucks. So that's an option as well if you want to do the summer intensive in June and get started right now. So those are the classes. And again, all of those go into the degree program. The certificate program is the first semester of the degree program. So you can always continue right into the degree program if you want. We also have our recording classes. We've got a summer intensive happening in July that teaches you how to do audio recording. and run Pro Tools or any other digital audio workstation, and also learn how to record, mix, and produce. And that's the whole month of July, like 5 days a week. So it's only 4 weeks and you're done and happening. And also we go into how to use binaural beats and work with frequencies and different chakras and create music that just affects people in a really profound way. We're also about to start that program online, which works really well because you can see our screen and hear everything we're doing. In fact, we're using that program tonight on the for the show. And so it works very cool. And it's starting in a week or so. If you're interested, give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can find all of the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. Just click on the classes. And then we've also got our next sound healing conference is coming up in September. It's September 20th through the 23rd. It's at a profoundly beautiful temple. It's at Sherith Temple, which is it's one of those places you walk in and you go, whoa, oh my God. It's really beautiful. And so it's amazing time. We've got concerts. We've got all types of things happening. And it should be posted in about a week or so here. It's, you can find the information at Globe Sound Healing Conference, but it's all mostly from last year's conference now. So then we also have our therapy center here, soundtherapycenter.com, where we've got about 15 different treatments. We can find your home note and resonate you into that natural rhythm of where you're at peace. We can do voice analysis and find out totally what's wrong with you and then give you a remedy to a song remedy in your key or the key of the remedy to overcome that any issues you might have going on. We also do chakra treatments. We do voice healing. We do massage on the sound table, and we do a combo treatment as well. A lot of different things. You can check it out at soundtherapycenter.com, and a lot of them are done online or over the phone. We also have our store with all types of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls and Tibetan bowls and tingshas and didgeridoos and a ton of different tuning fork sets as well, which we're going to be talking about today. And then we've also got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, number one selling book in the field, and my new versions of my recording books for if you're into audio recording. I've got The Art of Mixing. The new version just came out. We're at version 3 now. And the new version of The Art of Producing as well. Those are now available. And we've also got the sound tables and sound lounges, which are profoundly effective for getting rid of many issues and also for just deep relaxation and getting you really high, right? They're so much fun. I get on every day. If you have anything going on, physically or emotionally, normally gone within 10 minutes. We also have the base pod, base belt, and vest, which you put on the body. Oh my God, if you got any pain, it will be gone. Oh my God, it's so effective. It's so effective. So much so that Kaiser Hospital is referring patients to us now. So you can find all of that at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. Okay. Or again, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or call me, 415-777-2486. So about a couple months ago, I was in Mount Shasta, maybe I told you this, and I got a download to set up the Sound Medicine Association to help bring sound healing into hospitals. Already, sound healing is in just about every hospital in the Bay Area. But they're just doing sound baths, right? Playing everything from gongs to bowls and such. And for like little concerts. And it's great. It gets people in the zone, and often healing happens spontaneously, right? But the download I got was more about bringing sound healing into the medical field, into the medical side, because the sound healing that's in hospitals now is in the integrative therapy department. It's not the doctors aren't doing it. It's the integrative therapy. And so the idea is to actually start using frequencies in detail to actually for the doctors. And we've already got like five doctors that are in actually about four that have already graduated, and one doctor that's in the middle of the program right now. So we've got all these doctors that will be involved in the association, the Sound Medicine Association. And it's all about setting up guidelines for what treatments to do with sound and vibration for every issue there is, right? But also, more importantly, to set up guidelines for safety. Because this is what we've come across by working in hospitals already. I mean, the doctors, I mean, everybody wants to know, is this safe? For especially for people that are really fragile. I mean, when somebody has just come out of surgery and they've got, they're just, you know, just been sewn up. I mean, vibration could actually break open stitches and stuff. I mean, goodness gracious, you really have to be careful when you start working on people that are fragile. It's funny, we're working with over 1,900 first responders in Colorado, and the guy who's working with them, you know, I said, "Well, are you testing to see if they can handle it?" And he says, "Yeah, right. These are first responders. They're really strong, right? You don't even have to worry about it there, right? But if somebody's just come out of surgery or has panic attacks or chronic fatigue, you know, you have to be really careful. And so it's going to be really important to define precisely what we can do, how much, how loud, and everything in the actual hospitals. So we're already working on the website, Sound Medicine Association, and it's going to take years to actually get all the treatments. But then a few weeks ago, this guy calls up and he says, "My guides told me to call David Gibson." And he says, "You're the only David Gibson I know, so here I am." And I'm like, "Oh, great. I love being in San Francisco, right? This is great." And I said, "What do they want? What do your guides want?" And he said, "Well, they say that you're bringing sound into the medical field. And I'm a programmer, and I'm here to help, and I'm going to help you design the website." I'm like, "Oh, God, this is great. I love it. I love it. Spirit is kicking in," right? And he said, "Their guides are telling me that sound as medical devices will be in the mainstream in hospitals in 10 years completely." And he said, "What's going to do it is the devices that we have already, which the doctors are using, they're referring patients to us, right? The base pod that's a little subwoofer that you put these frequencies right on the body, really effective, or the base belt or the base vest." He said, "That's going to really, and the sound lounges we have, which a lot of hospitals are taking on now, especially for the doctors, actually, for the PTSD from the doctors, right?" So what's going to happen is that they already are seeing how effective these frequencies are in, for especially for pain and all different types of issues. And they're going to realize that this is a whole field that could really help people. And that's what's going to help. That's how it's going to ultimately get into the hospitals and within 10 years. So it's really exciting. Now, a lot of it is frequencies. We talked about the hierarchy of vibration before, where you can actually use frequencies or a bunch of frequencies, which is technically called a timbre or a tone or an instrument. Or you could use musical intervals, the relationship between two frequencies, or you can use musical flow, right? A whole flow of energy. Well, tonight we're just talking about frequencies, just frequencies, pure frequencies, although we will play a couple of things that have multiple frequencies in it. The main thing with frequencies, and really the whole deal, is, and I've talked about this all, I mean, it's the basis of it all, and that is overcoming chaotic vibrations in the body with coherent vibrations. Chaotic vibrations are like fear, anger, anxiety, pain itself, stress, and those are all sounds that kind of sound like this. Right? If you were to make the sound of any of those, they're very chaotic. Whereas coherent, stable vibrations are like the vowels, like this. Totally different. Whenever the body is healthy, every single cell and every single part of the body is humming consistently instead of chaotically. But it's also humming consistently at its own natural frequency. So if we find the frequency of that part of the body, then we can play that frequency to it and it will entrain it into its healthy state. And there's good science that shows that this works even down to the cellular level. So the trick is finding all the frequencies because, you know, I mean, we hand out 10,000 frequencies here and no one agrees with anybody as to what frequency does what or what frequency is for what organ or what disease or whatever, right? That's all over the map. And that's why we set up in our Sound Healing Research Foundation, the Genome Project. If you go to genome.org, we got both, then you'll see the research project to actually track down every healthy frequency for every part of the body, right? So that's ultimately, and now, you know, we're also, the first thing we're going to be doing is finding out if those healthy frequencies are the same or different from person to person, right? Because I imagine a lot of them are different, but we're going to ultimately have a way to find the actual, do an assessment and find the frequency of any part of the body, especially if it's out of whack, we can get it back to its natural, coherent, stable vibration. All right. So the most basic thing about frequencies is low frequencies calm the body and high frequencies activate the mind. This is from the research of Alfred Tomatis. Low frequencies calm the body. High frequencies activate the mind. That's the most basic difference. But we already do have some good information on certain frequencies that are very effective. First of all, the resonant frequencies of bones is 45 hertz. Let me play it. It's probably too low for you to hear, but I'll tone it as well. Here, I'll play it, and right, really low. It's been proven in two research projects that that frequency actually regenerates bones and makes the bones more dense. It happens to be the second harmonic of a kitty cat purr as well, and it's known that cats have much denser bones than other animals. Have you ever seen a kitty with a cast? No. Right? Very strong bones. So that frequency is really good for bones. So if you ever get a broken bone, you could simply get some kitty treats. Right? But then a little higher is 111 hertz. 111 hertz is a really interesting frequency, really auspicious from the beginning of time. People have been using it forever. There's a woman that took the sound healing program, and she said before she took the program, she had a migraine. And she was actually really hurting and up late, and she heard a voice that said, tone this. And she looked over at her digital clock, and it said 111. So she did a search and found 111 on our site and listened to it and started toning it, and her migraine went away. So she signed up the next day and took the whole certificate program and did her final paper on 111 hertz. First of all, it's a triple number. It has been in many sacred sites. Also, Freddy Silva says it's actually emanating from over 70 sacred sites. And Bob Beck says it's good for cell rejuvenation. It's really a very cool frequency. So check this out. Here's 111. You can also tone along with it. It's a good way to get it in your body, is tone along with it if you like. Okay, so here's 111. Okay, so very cool. Also, I don't have it here. Well, I could pull it up. Let's see. It's almost the same anyway. It's very close. And that's 108 hertz. 108 hertz. I've got a tuning fork that's 108, and I've found that it works really well on bruises and burns. Of course, not right, or I mean, depending on how bad the burn is, you know. But I've put the tuning fork. I've tried a lot of other tuning forks. I haven't tried every frequency. That will be in our research project around pain. But I've tried a lot of my other tuning forks, and 108 hertz seems to work the best. Although, who knows? It could be 109. It could be 120. I really haven't tested. But it does seem to work better than. It works better than 111, right? And so it's very, I really like to use it. And it's a very auspicious frequency, because 108 is a very auspicious number from India. If you get mula beads, or have a whole necklace, you get 108 mula beads. And if you tone or chant things 108 times, you're supposed to obtain enlightenment, right? Also, 108 is exactly two octaves below 432, which is a very auspicious frequency as well. We'll talk about that in just a minute. It's kind of the coolest frequency of the day. Actually, I can play 108 here. I've got it right here in Pro Tools. There's 108. Go ahead and tone that one. Yeah, I like that frequency. Okay. So then, we'll just go up the scale. We'll get to 432 in a bit. Then there's 136.102. 136.102 is called the ohm frequency, and it's based on a mathematical calculation of the Earth going around the sun. The way they calculate, it's a little funny, a little odd, but this is the way all frequency of planets is calculated. They actually take the number of seconds that it takes for that planet to go around the sun, right, in 1 year. And then they actually put 1 over that number, so it's like 1 over a million, right? And then octavize it up, so that's a really low number, and they'll double it, over and over and over until they get to a frequency that we can hear. And they came up with, using that process for the Earth, they came up with 136.102. And this is the tuning forks that Accutonics tunes their main tuning fork too. And if you get an earth gong, it's the main frequency they use to tune the earth gong, is the 136.102. Go ahead and tone along with this one. Okay. That's a very cool frequency. And a lot of people think of that as this frequency of the earth. However, a lot of people do use the Schumann resonance, which is a frequency of 7.83 hertz, which is below our hearing range. So you actually have to have a carrier to actually hear that frequency. And the carrier goes up and down in volume. It's about, actually, let me, no, I don't have it ready. Oh, I can, no, I do. I do have it ready. Let's see. Except I'll have to make it out loud so you can hear it. It's like na 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 na. So that's a beat every 7.8. It's 7.83 cycles per second. Na 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 na. So a lot of people think of that as the Earth frequency instead of the 136.102. But technically, the Schumann resonance is a frequency that's vibrating in the atmosphere. It's not actually the Earth, although it's somewhat based on the size of the Earth, but it's more based on the distance between the Earth and the ionosphere. So whenever lightning strikes, it vibrates electromagnetically. And it's a really important frequency. If you don't get it, you can get sick. So they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space, 7.83 hertz. And it's measured around the planet. And it hasn't gone up. A lot of people think it's gone up because there was some wrong information. I actually called the head of HeartMath that actually monitors this frequency. And they said, oh, no, it absolutely has not gone up. It's still right around 7.83. That's a very cool Earth frequency as well. Then we have the frequency, average frequency of the voice. Don Estes did a whole research project and found that this is the center frequency across all cultures. It's also a frequency related to the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. So this should be a really easy one to tone, especially for women. Okay, so check out 250 hertz. Then we get up into the solfeggio range. The solfeggio frequencies, oh my God, there's more misinformation about solfeggio frequencies than anything on the internet. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There's plenty of misinformation on the internet for things. Anyway, the solfeggio frequencies, a lot of people think they're ancient frequencies, really ancient frequencies. And they were used during Gregorian chant, right? They are not ancient. In fact, they were actually discovered only 30 years ago by Joseph Pleyel. He actually did numerology on the Bible, changed the letters to numbers, and he only got these six numbers, which are 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, and 852. Right? And so those numbers are, so they were just numbers, but they thought, oh, let's make them into frequencies, right? So people started using them as frequencies. And then somebody thought, well, let's add the actual vowels to them. Let's use the solfege vowels, which did come from 1000 AD from Father Guido. Father Guido came up with the solfege vowels, and so then these people, since they were using these solfege vowels, people thought the frequencies came from back then too, but they didn't. They were just discovered recently. Even the actual information and meaning of each one is not ancient either. But they are pretty auspicious because these are the only numbers that came up when they were doing numerology on the Bible. So they are very cool. And a lot of people are tuning their music to them as well. They don't sound very good together, right? So these frequencies, so first of all, here's the 396 hertz. Listen to this one and tone along. Here's the 417. Here's 528. 639, 741, and 852. Okay. So what's interesting also about those numbers or frequencies is they all break down to 3, 6, or 9. So if you add 528, if you add the 5 and the 2 of the 28, that's 7, then 7 plus 8 is 15, and then the 1 and the 5 of the 15 equals a 6, right? So the 396 is 3 plus 9 is 12, 12 plus 6 is 18, and then the 1 and the 8 breaks down to a 9. So they're all break down into actual 3, 6, or 9 numerologically. So that's another interesting, auspicious thing about them. No, it's interesting. I'm working with this psychic healer that is really profoundly effective. And he actually, I asked him, let me backtrack. This is how it happened. He is really big on healing teeth because he feels that the meridians from the teeth cause most of the diseases we have in the body. And so he says the teeth are just so important. And so I said, is there a frequency that would help heal them? And he said that he got 851 hertz as the frequency. And so that's almost 852. So I said, well, what about 852? What if I used 851 and 852? And he says, that's cool. And then a week later, he says, Spirit's telling me that we should also use 859, right? And so then I put together a recording of these three frequencies. And then just recently, he said, now they're saying to add in 963 hertz, which is not a solfeggio frequency, but it does, it is an interesting frequency as well. So I put together this recording of 851, 852, 859, and 963. He said it not only will heal the trigeminal nerve, which goes to the teeth and the whole head, but it can also heal other pains in the body. So I'm going to play a minute of this. It's a bit annoying. Well, it's not annoying. Frequencies by themselves are annoying. It's a kind of entraining. It's not music, right? But listen to this and take this into your body, because he says this is a very powerful frequency set. Oh, I have to tell you. And I said, well, 852, all these solfeggio frequencies, they're not new. They're only 30 years ago. And he says, well, let me check. And he goes, oh, my God, 852 was the frequency that helped put the whole universe together. I'm like, cool. Cool. So there could be much more going on here. So let me play for you the 851, 852, 859, and 963. We'll listen for it for just about a minute here. So what I did is I added, I took those frequencies and I octavized them down, cut them in half, right? So they're the same note. So the low frequencies you're hearing are octaves lower of the 851, 852, 859, and 963, right? I had this guy come in for the open house last month, and it was bizarre. He goes, I've got a neurological issue with my trigeminal nerve. And I just about fell over. I said, oh, my God, check this out. So I hooked him up to the base pod, and he said, oh, my God, the pain, it's been there for 7 years. It's now gone for the first time. It's like, oh, my God. This is amazing. I mean, they've found frequencies that destroy cancer cells. Because if you take a frequency and find its resonant frequency and turn the volume up really loud, it will explode things. If you don't turn it up loud, it entrains it into its healthy frequency. But you turn it has to be really loud, or we could really be hurting people, right? No, it's got to be really loud. So there's a TED Talk with Anthony Holland on YouTube where he shows four different types of cancer being exploded with frequencies. This is a new medicine. This is huge. And there's no, I mean, zero side effects, right? Zero side effects. You get rid of the cancer and go home in a half hour, and there's no side effects at all. This is very cool. Now, last week, I got a hold of some mussels and ate them, ate some mussels that I must have got a bad mussel because I got really bad stomach ache, right? And so I called up my healer, and he said, okay, I'm going to like get rid of all pathogens in your body and run this energy through your whole body. And I said, after it was done, I said, is there a frequency it could do that? It's really cool. I'm really able to pin down a lot of frequencies with this guy. And he goes, 9,191. I'm like, whoa, that's a high frequency. Yeah, he says 9,191 will get rid of pathogens in the body. So I put together 9,191 and octavized it down. So I have some low frequencies in there to kind of balance it out. And so check this out. If you got any pathogens, assume they will be gone. 9,191 hertz. Wow. Imagine one day you go to the doctor and they say, take this frequency and give me a call in a few days, right? This is so, it's incredible. This could, and it will be in all hospitals in 10 years. It's funny, this other psychic said, yeah, it'll be in 10 years, but it's going to take 20 actually until it's fully accepted. But it will be in all hospitals in 10 years. And so I got a confirmation from this other guy's guides. Right. Now, then there's another frequency that my healer friend came up with that's really important. He was getting really upset at the people that are coming up with 5G. Right. He says, this is just horrible. It's going to kill so many people. It's really, and could throw the rest of people off, right? He said, this is just a nightmare. And I said, well, is there a frequency that could help? And he checks in with his spirit guides, and they said 949 megahertz. Megahertz is million hertz, right? So we can't play that here. But 949 megahertz. And I said, well, there's some electronic device. I did a search on the web. There's electronic devices that will play 949 megahertz. And could I use those? And he said, no, they won't work. I said, well, there's radionics devices, which are electronic also, and they work at megahertz. Would the radionics device work? And he says, yes. And I said, well, how much is it going to help? He said it will get rid of 99% of the 5G energy. And then he did a whole thing where he put 949 megahertz into the whole planet. So I'm thinking to start selling these units. I mean, goodness gracious, if this is true, this is huge, really huge. I mean, it's so, so huge because, you know, 5G is scary, really scary. I mean, it's been used as weapons, right? So we'll see. We'll see how that works. And that's 949 megahertz. We've got CDs with a lot of frequency sets on them. They're called the cymatic frequencies, and they came from Peter Guy Manners, who collected these frequencies and did some research, a lot of research himself, right around the time of the Second World War. He was in actually a doctor in Germany before the war. Then he left and then ended up doing a lot of research in England with some assessment devices to find many frequencies. So I've made up these frequencies into CDs. I mean, we got one for muscle pain elimination. We got them for like nerves, tendons, ligaments, circulatory system, respiratory system. We got them for endocrine glands. We got them for everything you can imagine. And they're really effective. These are the frequencies that we play in our bass pod and our sound belt. They're surprisingly effective. And these are why, this is why Kaiser is referring patients to us. I've got one here I want to play for you for just a minute. And it's the pituitary gland. It's the frequency of the pituitary. If you resonate the pituitary, it can actually open up the third eye. So let's just play this. This is actually five frequencies, where the center frequency is the main frequency of the pituitary, and there's four other frequencies that are created based on an mathematical algorithm. I don't know, have any idea how they figured out the algorithm, but check this out. This is the pituitary gland. Imagine being able to open up your high heart by resonating the thymus, or going to your pineal gland and opening it to universal love. I mean, to oneness. I mean, oh my God, right? Let's do one more frequency, and this is a set of frequencies for the actual heart. This can be really good if you've got any heart issues. Again, it's one frequency with four other frequencies that are around it. So the main frequency, the center frequency, is the resonant frequency of the heart. Okay, so we'll just play this for a minute also.
imagine you go to the doctor and they do a little assessment and they say, here is your soul frequency. It will clear everything and get you back to your soul purpose, your soul energy, where there's never any wobble, where you're completely connected to all frequencies in the universe. Just imagine that. Or here's your soul song. Here's the song of your digestive system. Here's the song of your circulatory system. Here is your soul song. You're now back into your perfect alignment as when you were born. Just imagine one day, maybe very soon. Again, that's our intention. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, lifetimes ahead. It's already done. Pure frequency healing with no side effects. Thanks for listening. Take care.